T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, I'm not a gun expert. However, comma, my family had property in Mars, PA, that has gone now that my parents passed. We sold it, and but I grew up on it, man. I used to go there every day with my grandfather. Why do you care? My grandfather taught me to shoot. I used to love it. I was a one of the youngest members ever of the Mars Rod and Gun Club. I wonder if it still exists, Mars Rod and Gun Club. I remember my grandfather taking me over there. Man, I was a kid, too. Vince. I named my son after my grandfather, man. My grandfather was my man. He bought me those 22 longs, man. I would sit in the front porch of the house on the property and shoot at cans. And then I'd head off into the woods like Daniel Boone, thinking I was the great hunter, and I wasn't. Then, following the Mars Rod and Gun Club, when I was in college at IUP, I was on the rifle team at IUP and ROTC. I love shooting and have shot every gun you can name. My boy, my right-hand man in Dallas, was an Army Ranger. He had every gun, you name it, machine guns, AKs, ARs, 357s, shot them all. However, I don't know the inner workings. I don't know the safety mechanisms. I just don't. So I don't pretend to. But, and I don't do the celebrity thing because I could care less about 95% of what they have to say. I think they should stick to their private jets and movies and not politics. But something Alec Baldwin said, and I don't need to bore you with the minutia of repeating what happened on the set of that movie, Rust. But I want to play a couple of clips from what he said in this interview last night regarding this gun and this accident and this death and what he had to say. Go ahead, Michael. Thank you.
I start to cock the gun. I'm not going to pull the trigger. I said, do you see that? She goes, well, just cheat it down and tilt it down a little bit like that. And I cock the gun. I go, can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? And she says, and then I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off.
Okay. And is there another one? No, that's it. In other words, he said he didn't pull the trigger and the gun went off. Again, you know, I always, and have my entire career, relied on gurus, insiders, experts, doctors, lawyers, the men and women who know, not me. I'm a dummy. I make jokes. So last night, oh, the Mars Rod and Gun Club is still there. Thanks, Patrick. That's kind of cool to know. Last night, I called a guy that I've trusted for a long time for his insight and expertise, and quite frankly, his honesty regarding guns and gun laws and hunting and sportsmen, gun control, you name it, and violence. Randy Santucci, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good, Marty. How are you doing today?
Fabulous. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Hey, help me, my man, because everybody's guessing and nobody knows, and you weren't there and you don't have the gun. But help me with some of the minutia of what makes sense to you here and what doesn't, sir. First of all, give us your background so people know.
Yeah. Well, you know, basically today, you know, most modern firearms do not discharge on their own. It takes a, you know, you have to, you know, even dropping them, a lot of them are designed, you know, impact, everything. Some older revolvers and things like that back in the day would potentially happen if you would drop it, you know, if the you know, the hammer was resting on the fire pin. But those are old antique type things and stuff. But the sad part of this whole thing is that, you know, as a gun owner, you know, the cardinal rule is never point a firearm at anyone that you or something that you don't intend to shoot, period. There's no arguable aspect of that. You just do not do it. And that's why I think I mentioned to you last night, even on that Rittenhouser court case, when that prosecutor right. picked that AR up and pointed it at the jury with his finger in the trigger guard, every responsible gun owner in this country cringed
yep.
when that happened.
By the way, and, my man, that hurt their case, I think, because what you're saying was so obnoxious.
Yeah. And that's the situation. Now, Mr. Baldwin, you know, some handguns, different guns, all guns for that matter, have variable trigger pulls. And, you know, if he had his trigger in the trigger guard, he unknowingly could have exerted enough of pressure to, you know, cause the gun to go off and not even realize he did it.
Right.
And that could be what's leading to his saying, I didn't pull the trigger. But that's just a theory. But, you know, that can happen.
So, hey, give our listeners your background so they understand your history and your knowledge, sir. Thank you.
Well, my knowledge is more based on extensive use of firearms for sporting use. I'm not a competitive shooter or anything. Right. I'm around them all the time, hunting, fishing, doing trapping, whatever it may be. And, of course, reloading, all the aspects that are involved in, you know, owning and operating firearms. In fact,
you were on the governor's gun council at one point, so people understand.
Well, on the governor's advisory council, yep. that was hunting, fishing, and conservation. Yep. Was president of the largest individual membership sporting group in the state several years back. So, you know, being in this world from basically when I was 10 years old, you develop a knowledge, especially if you're into it like I am, and guys that do hunt, fish, trap, shoot, you get develop and learn how to deal with and handle firearms. And after a while, it becomes basically, you know, it's a common sense type approach. If that gun is never pointing at something you don't intend to shoot, you're never going to have an accident. That's kind of the bottom line.
Hey, let's be clear, because I agree with you because you're the man. A couple things that kind of jump out at me. You said something profound. What happens when you get excited or when you're doing something, when you're holding a firearm? And this happens in actual police shootings. People freak out. Why did the police officer shoot 15 rounds and empty his gun? They've done studies that suggest that it's an emotional kind of a reflex response takes over. They don't even know they're emptying their gun in some cases. So what you're saying is there's a possibility because this was emotional. It was a movie they were shooting. He's an actor that he might have pulled the trigger and didn't even know it, sir, right?
Well, I agree. I mean, it's basically a motor skill aspect from your, you know, and it can be, I've seen it in the hunting world too, and they jokingly call it buck fever, where sometimes, a guy will shoot at a deer and he gets so excited, he may actually shoot more than he needs to and so forth, one more shot or, you know, it's jokingly as gun fever because it's never has any serious ramifications other than you kind of get a little bit of a laugh out of it. But what you just said there regarding a police officer in that situation, I can absolutely understand. You know, adrenaline, exertion, there's a multiple list of things that can cause you to twitch your finger. You know, so certainly what could have happened with him could have been why was that gun pointed
right.
at anyone at that particular, it wasn't even somebody in the movie scene.
Nope.
This was one of the, you know, people involved with filming.
Right.
It's just that's the part that's hard to swallow.
And so people know this because it's in all likelihood, it's really, really, really unlikely that my man's holding the gun, doesn't have his finger on the trigger and it goes off. Very unlikely, sir. Right.
Nearly impossible.
Yes, sir. Randy Santucci, thanks, my brother. You're the best. Appreciate your honesty.
Okay, buddy. Take care, Mark.
Always get the truth from him. Look, man, I don't like the celebrity gossip and the celebrity rap. I'm not here to crucify Alec Baldwin because he is an easy target. But at the end of the day, this should never have happened, according to the insiders.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.